Save ya.
Don't touch the table. Savior. Thank you. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family. I am still preaching on the 4th of July. In the series titled The God Created America, Born Out of History and the Church, did not fail us. We failed her, especially the church that did not continue. to guide her in the way of righteousness. Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Unfortunately, for most of America, God is not the Lord of their lives. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. And sad to say, there are many pastors' wives, and people in the church. They have removed God off the throne of their hearts as well, and have backslid on the Lord. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 2 reads, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." And of course, that is so true. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for the blessing America has been to me and to millions of others down through the years. Holy Father God, you created it to be a gospel-bearing nation, and we were for many years, in a nation that would follow the Judeo-Christian principles of life. A preacher and a teacher of truth, not only for America, but for around the world. And Holy Father God, unfortunately, we have failed you in the past several decades. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I praise you and I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. For Jesus Christ's sake, have mercy and grace upon us all, who name the name of Christ, and forgive us, Lord, of our sins, our faults, and our failures. Wash and cleanse our hearts, minds, souls, spirits, and consciences in the holy and precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow on the inside for those of us who are saved and born again. Help us, Lord, to humble ourselves. Help us to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent of our wicked sins as your people who name the name of Christ. And Lord, I pray that you would crush our wicked, evil, ungodly flesh, the old man within us afresh and anew, and fill us all afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, and our temperaments, that we would not sin against you. Deliver us, Lord, all today, for those who name the name of Jesus Christ, from temptation, evil, and sin. And grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, I do pray, Lord, for the salvation of those who are lost in my own family. And Lord, my mother and my siblings, I pray, Lord, that you will confirm and have it to be real in my wife's life, who made a profession of faith after 35 years of marriage on March the 4th, that it would be real in her heart, her mind, her soul, and spirit, and that she would live it out, live out the Christian life in obedience to you. I pray for the salvation of her mother, her aunts, her siblings, her family members. I pray, Holy Father God, for all of my offspring, all of my children. Lord, I thank you for the privilege of leading them to you myself at the age of 7. Yet, Lord, I am concerned about 2 of them. I pray, Lord, that you will help all of my offspring, all of my children, to examine themselves and see whether or not they be in the faith. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will help them to stand strong in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. And Lord, cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic, demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of, Lord, my wife, her mother, her aunts, her siblings, my mother, my siblings, any of my children who have that problem, and all other people who have that issue in this audience, in this country, and around the globe. I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts, Lord, from my family and from all other Christian families, the name of Christ. All of the pastors and their families as well. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you would save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving and mourning. In this country and around the globe. And Lord, for those of us who are saved and born again, I pray that you would revive us again, restore us again, renew us again, for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. Alexis. De Tocqueville said, I sought for the greatness of the United States in her commodious harbors. Pardon me. Her ample rivers, her fertile fields and boundless forests. And it was not there. And by the way, that's true today. Pardon me. Not only for America, but it is true in your life and in my life. For without God, without obedience to God, we are nothing. De Tocqueville said, I sought for it in her rich mines, her vast world commerce, her public school system, and in her institutions of higher learning, and it was not there. He said, I looked for it in her Democratic Congress and her matchless Constitution, and it was not there. Not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits flame with righteousness. And I would add to his statement, the gospel and the preaching of righteousness. Did I understand the secret of her genius and her power? America is great only because America is good. And may I add, only by the grace of God and the preaching of his gospel and the preaching of righteousness and holiness. And if America ever ceases to be good, de Tocqueville said, America will cease to be great. He was right then, and he is right now. On last night, I started this series. We dealt with Proverbs 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. And we pointed out that if God is not the Lord of the nation, we have a mess on our hands. And apparently, God is not the Lord of America anymore. Sad to say, not only among those who are lost, which so many in the church have left behind, but even in the church, many in the church have fallen away by the thousands. And have become backslidden on God and have forsaken the God who was once over this nation. The church has sinned against God. I believe the church has failed God, failed Jesus Christ, failed the family, failed the community, failed the school district, and now we have poor governors, poor school district presidents doing what the church should have done. But in many parts of America, the church is silent because so many have been paid off with Judas's 30 pieces of silver. And the country is in chaos. And the things going on in this country could not have happened if the church was not silent, paid off, and colluded with the government. Twenty years ago, nobody would have ever believed we would see transvestites killing children, men masquerading as women, shooting children down. As a so-called transgendered individual, I still remember little Haley Scruggs, the pastor's daughter up in Nashville. If that doesn't break your heart, I don't know what will. Just the other day, another man masquerading as a woman killed five more and shot others. 20 years ago, just 20 years ago, no one would have ever believed that cities, counties would have allowed grown, old, wrinkled, ugly men walking down the street in a parade or riding on a bicycle completely naked. 20 years ago, the public school systems would not be under, and nobody would have thought the public school systems would have been under threat of investigation. Because they do not want pornographic books in their libraries. Twenty years ago, nobody would have thought about teachers with green hair indoctrinating your children, to your daughters to cut off their breasts, your sons to cut off their penises, and not tell you on purpose. We in the church have failed God. We have failed Jesus Christ. We have failed America. And that's all there is to it. And all I am asking the evangelical, Protestant, charismatic community is just to admit it. At least do that. Admit that you have failed. That's the beginning point of confession of sin and repenting of sin. Humbling yourself, praying, seeking God's face, turning from our wicked ways and repenting. Stop acting like everything is wonderful and dandy and we know it's not. And just because it has not hit your sweet little corner of earth, is coming and is already there. Stop blaming politicians. Stop getting on bandwagons. And may I say to all of my sweet evangelicals and Protestants who are led by evangelicals, whether you know it or not, and charismatics, independent Baptists, independent Methodists, may I say to you, for your own good and for the good of the nation, just pray and vote. Don't get all caught up in a hero who you think will save us. The only somebody who can save us is God, through Jesus Christ and through prayer and faith in God. It goes through the church. If the church is not willing to get right, nothing, no matter who you put in office, is going to get right. contrary to what you think, politics does not have the same power and authority of the church. And so today, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And the truth of the matter is, dear friends, wickedness is wickedness. Evil is evil. You have conservative wickedness and evil, and you have liberal wickedness and evil. So apparently we need to turn to God and to Jesus Christ and to pray without ceasing and to confess our sins and to repent in the church. The church, by the power of God and by the grace of God and by the mercy of God, is the only institution that can change things permanently. And Dr. Guzik said, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, the people groan. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. It is to the benefit of the community or nation when the righteous are in authority. And we all know that in the church, or we should know that. Salvation and righteousness make a difference, not only in the country, but in your personal life. I've shared something again recently with my wife that I've shared with her for over 35 years. She just made a serious profession of faith on March the 4th, and she's struggling in her growth, having so many years of fake religion, fake Christianity. And I'm telling you what I told her, as I've told her for over 35 years, because God taught it to me very well. My father and mother did not teach it to me. My mother tried. She was the only one who gave us a whipping. My dad never gave me a whipping. He should have, B times. After I got saved, I still did not respect authority as I should have. I just had no concept of that. But God had to take me to the woodshed and whip my behind as a Christian. And he taught me very well. God has a way of teaching his children very well to learn obedience through the things you suffer. And to this day, and when I talk to my wife about it, I look her in the eyes and I tell her, I know you don't understand this. I know that. However, I'm obligated to tell you, God blesses obedience, and he never has blessed disobedience. He is not blessing it now, and he never will. And I tell her that in that way because before God taught it to me so many years ago, even before I met her, I didn't understand it. You could have looked me in the eye and the pastor preached. I had a good pastor. He preached on it. Some of the older school guys who were born and raised on a farm, including the pastor, they understood it quicker than I did and better than I did. that God does not bless disobedience. He never has and He never will. He blesses obedience. The problem with the church is not so much knowing the gospel, and in many cases, or some cases, obeying the gospel, but rather obeying God, obeying His word, they have a problem with. And it has not sunk in that Jesus Christ said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." That goes for the pastor, the pastor's wife, the deacons, the deacon board, the trustees, the trustee board, and everybody else in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ also said, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" And I really want to emphasize a point. First of all, humble yourself, meaning acknowledge that you are doing evil. That's the starting point. Even if some of you are not even planning on going any further than that, church, acknowledge that you have failed God, that you have disobeyed God, that you have not prayed without ceasing for this nation, that you have not witnessed to every soul that you could have, that you have not passed out as many gospel tracts as you should have. Just admit that you have watched pornography repeatedly, that you've lusted your heart out at people you don't even know, that you do not love your wife, and wives, you do not submit to and respect your husbands, and children, you disrespect and dishonor your parents, and your parents don't love and care for your children as you should, leaving them everywhere and not being with them as you should at home, and spending not only quality time, but quantity time. And quantity time matters. Committing adultery, even living in adultery in the church. You know you didn't have grounds to divorce your wife. You know you didn't have grounds to divorce your husband. And yet you lie and say you did. And you're living in adultery no matter how much you lie in God's sight. Using divorce care as a dating app for horny divorced people. Using Ashley Madison to commit adultery. There's an article in the newspaper today how that Ashley Madison has made a comeback. I know of two pastors who committed suicide because they got caught on Ashley Madison. And one was a teacher of preachers in a seminary, a conservative Baptist seminary. Living in adultery. Now swinging in the church, swapping wives. And now homosexuality and sodomy is rampant even in the church, and pastors have justified it by saying we're homosexual, gay affirming. And you wonder why we're under God's wrath and chastisement and rebuke. Over 20 million souls went out into eternity from the coronavirus plague. Many believe it's more like 40 million. Things go better when the righteous are in authority. But the righteous who put their foot down based upon the law of God and the word of God and not compromise with the people. This shows that when the righteous govern, it should be for the benefit of the entire community, not only their own interests. When a wicked man rules, the people groan. The community or the nation suffers when the wicked rule. Lawlessness increases. And that's what's happening in America right now. Wouldn't you agree? Oh, I thank God for the wonderful place that God has placed me in. We don't have that much crime. And we have a great police force who are, they're firm, but they're respectful at the same time. And some of them have great wisdom. The leadership have shown great wisdom. In the little town I live in, I thank God I'm not worried about going into a grocery store or a place of business. But there are many places in this country where there's lawlessness. From one city in Texas, a very proud and arrogant city, because of how they have responded to these things, they exported a young man who went down, drove across the state, probably at least 1,000 miles, the city of Allen, Texas. They don't want me to mention it. He's in the news today because he's getting ready to get life and should get death. And then in that same city, the city of Allen, a very rich city, by the way, many churches, big churches. It's a shame that we forget these people. They were there on a sunny Saturday at the mall. And in that same city, people were shot dead. Young people, upwardly mobile people, smart people. Lawlessness. Egged on by the courts and by the DAs who have been paid with Judas's 30 pieces of silver, put in office by that same money. Lawlessness increases when the wicked rule, and freedoms diminish. And by the way, the problems are not guns. To be quite frank with you, we're better off with guns. You take away the guns, all of the guns, all you want to, you're talking about some brutal action going on, because they're going to still kill. You know how they're going to do it? They're going to get a machete. And they're going to start swinging, because their hearts and minds and spirits are evil. They're demon-possessed. I think you better keep the guns. They're going to walk in a crowd of people and start slashing heads off if you take away the guns. Or they may get one of these bow things. I can't remember the name. But one of these bow is just as powerful as a gun. You shoot like a gun. Or they will get some arrows like the Indians used to have, and start shooting those. Because they're demon-possessed people. It's not the guns. It's the people who are demon-possessed. I thank God there are people, good people, who have guns. In fact, I have, for the first time in my 43 years of ministry, I have recommended to pastors and churches, I want armed police officers, armed security guards, wherever you have children in a church setting or a Christian school setting, because these sodomites, these transgendered, demon-possessed people, they're coming for your children. And they're going, and if they can't have them as they were marching down the street saying in the month of June, so-called Pride Month, pardon me, when they said, we're here, we're queer, and we're coming for your children, they're not playing. They had that in the plans for many years. And if they can't get your Christian children at the Christian school, they will go there and kill them. That's their aim. And so I want to see uniformed police officers, uniformed security guards, and I want about 12 to 24 men, preferably, but women who are sharpshooters too, they can participate. Righteous people, but they have a concealed weapon, and they're wired in such a way by God not to run with the crowd, but to stay put and kill the perpetrator. I like that word, neutralize him or her or whatever. Amen. In church, in the Christian school, I highly recommend that you get that going. And there was a time I would not say that. I say it with gusto now. For freedoms are diminished. The rule of the wicked is bad for both the righteous and the wicked. For even the wicked want the police officer to show up in righteousness when he's being attacked or she's being attacked. In the community and in the nation. The people groan, and that's what's happening in America right now. We're groaning. Many of us, thank God, are type A and upbeat and positive, and we roll on by the grace of God. I'm that way myself. I don't let people, situations, or anybody, red, yellow, black, or white, get me down. It's impossible because of Jesus, the resurrected Savior in me. But there are many people groaning because of what they see happening in this country. The people groan both for the oppressions and mischiefs which they feel and for the dreadful judgments of God which they justly fear. If the Lord should tarry his coming either tonight or tomorrow, I will deal with the solution. For with God, being as loving and as merciful and as gracious as he is, my friends, there's always a solution. That'll be part three. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help your people who are born again and saved. Help us all to humble ourselves. Help us to stop worrying about what other people are doing and complaining about other people. But help us to look at ourselves and at least admit that we're not doing all we should do. To at least admit that we've done evil in your sight. To at least admit, including pastors and pastors' wives, that we have disobeyed you and we have failed you, the family, the church, and America. And then, Lord, by your grace, help us to confess our sins and to repent and to turn around and get back to you, our first love. For your glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name, I do pray, save that soul that's nearest hell. Reclaim the backslidden. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you're with us today, I have some bad news for you, and I have some good news for you. Bad news number one is that you are a wicked, evil, ungodly, unrighteous sinner, and so am I. So is the Pope, so is the Dalai Lama, and so is even Joel Osteen, as nice as he may seem to be. Bad news number one, I get that from the Word of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have all done evil in God's sight repeatedly. Lying, stealing, lusting in our hearts, our minds towards people and things, disobedient and disrespect towards parents, disobedience and disrespect towards God, taking His holy name in vain. Committing adultery, committing fornication, committing homosexuality. The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Bad news number two, we're all going to die. I think that you need to be reminded of that, because you can die today at any time and at any place. For the Bible says, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. The Bible says, the wages of sin is death. You probably did not know this, but we die because of sin. We do not die because of a disease or a car accident or cardiac arrest. We die because of sin. Evil that we have done. Bad news number three, Jesus Christ said that the fire in hell shall never be quenched. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and if He is the Son of God, and He is, that means that He is God, preached more on hell than the prophets. He preached more on hell than the apostles. He preached more on hell than He did about heaven. Why? Because He loves us. Why? Because He came and He suffered, bled, and died on the cross to save us from the hell that we will surely go to if we do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of our sins. Hell, in other words, my dear friends, to you, is a real place, no matter what you think. And you're going there if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask Him to save your soul. So, do that today. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Jesus Christ said the most loving words ever said in the history of the world. Jesus Christ said the most important words ever said in the history of the world. When He said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So believe in Jesus Christ, my dear friend. Call on His name and pray and ask Him to save your soul, and He will. Follow me in the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge and I admit that I am a wicked sinner, and that I have done evil in Your sight repeatedly. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. and please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and my faults, as I now, according to your word, believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day by your power to take away all of my sins. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to repent of all of my sins. And help me to follow you in the newness of life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart and you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God, and you prayed that prayer and you were sincere, then according to God's holy word, the Holy Bible, you are now saved from the punishments of hell, and you are now saved to the pleasures of heaven when you die, based upon the word of God. By God's mercy and by God's grace, not by any of your good works. And so may I say to you, congratulations, dear friend, on believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and calling on his name for salvation. Now I want to help you to grow in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to go to gospellightsociety.com and tap on the book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, and start reading it, and it will give you the next steps you need to take to start growing in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's all free. And the next thing is free as well. Go to the front of gospellightsociety.com and click on the podcast button, the Gospel Light Society podcast button. And it will take you to thousands of podcasts dealing with nearly 50 theological subjects. And you will get a great Bible college education by listening to the podcast. And they will help you to grow and become the strong Christian that God wants you to be. Email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know that you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask. You prayed and asked him to save you. Also, email any prayer requests that you may have, and we will pray for you as we have prayed for thousands of others until you tell us to stop. So God bless you, dear friends. Until next time, I may preach again tonight. If not, I'll preach again tomorrow if the Lord tarries his coming and we live. Make sure that you pray without ceasing every day of your life. Read the Word of God. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. I send that to my children today. And remember now, you are a soldier for the Lord, a soldier of the cross. Remember the motto of the Marines, Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. And remember the motto of the Air Force / Space Force, Semper Supra, always above. keep your heart and mind stayed on the Lord, and He'll keep you in perfect peace. Confess your sins as a Christian. Repent of your sins. Acknowledge your disobedience and be revived again by the grace and mercy and love of God. Pray for me as I pray for thee. Lord willing, I'll see you soon as the music plays. Oh yeah.